According to the Michigan grade level content expectations, a second grader should be able to describe the properties of water as a solid and a liquid. They should also understand that it exists in three states of matter and can go back and forth from one to another. I'm going to interview one of my second grade students to better understand what she has learned about the water cycle this year. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Tell me about the water cycle.
When the water goes up into the sky, it goes into a cloud, and when the cloud is full, it rains. And it is a water cycle, so it keeps going back up from rivers and lakes and oceans.
Can you tell me about evaporation?
Evaporation is when the water goes up and down from lakes and oceans and rivers.
What happens to the water when it goes up?
It goes into a cloud.
Does the water disappear when it's in the cloud?
Yeah.
Can you tell me any more about that?
Well, the water cycle keeps going on and on and on.
How does water change from a liquid to a solid?
When it's winter, the water freezes in from a pond and a river.
How can that be part of the water cycle?
When the water is frozen, it's kind of like staying there, and then when it kind of gets warmer, the ice melts, and then it starts going up into the sky again.
What would you draw if I asked you to draw water in each state of matter? If you were to draw a solid, liquid, and gas?
For the gas, I would draw squiggly, wavy lines up.
Why up?
Because the gas is going up into the air. The solid, I would draw an ice cube.
And liquid?
I would draw rain coming down.
You mentioned that the gas, you would draw squiggly lines that go up into the air. Where does that go when it goes up into the air?
It's just water from the stove, and it just goes up into the air. It just goes into a big cloud.
Great. Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Kelly had a limited understanding of how the water cycle worked. She knew that it repeated itself and that the water went up into the sky from the rivers, lakes, and oceans, went into the clouds, and came back down as rain. She did not mention the other types of precipitation that we learned about, like snow, sleet, or hail, and she did not pick up on this when I asked her about water as a solid. She said that water freezes to make ice in the winter, but did not say that ice can come down from the sky as part of the water cycle. Kelly also had some gaps in her understanding of evaporation. At first, she said that the water goes up into the sky, then, when the clouds get full, it rains. Later, she added that the water disappeared, and in another question, she mentioned that gas goes up, but did not make the connection that the water that evaporates turns into water vapor, which is a gas, before forming clouds when the water vapor condenses back into a liquid. She even mentioned that the gas that goes up into the air and into the clouds is from the stove. This podcast clearly proves the importance of talking with your students about their understanding of concepts that you are about to teach, and again after you have taught them. My class learned about the water cycle about 6 months ago. I would be curious to listen to Kelly's explanation before and right after teaching the material to see how it compares with her current understanding.